Spiritual life is a battle, and because we often don't understand the wiles of the enemy, we give up too easily. What the following purgatory mystic hears and sees happen in purgatory, both the deceptions of the enemy as well as the consolations of God, will reveal to you the secrets of the spiritual life and help you discern more accurately. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Frances next turned her gaze to the demons who are assigned to service in purgatory. Every soul has its own demon assigned to it who stands at its left side. This demon constantly reminds the soul of its guilt and the gravity of the offenses it had committed against the Almighty, saying, "Lo, these pains you suffer very rightly on account of the crimes you have perpetrated against your God who created you and redeemed you with infinite love and generosity. Instead of following the truth, you prefer to be seduced by the illusions and deception of demons like me, who are all fiends and liars. How often you succumb to temptation, ignoring the gentle voice of the Lord, to listen instead to the nefarious whisperings of the world, the flesh, and the devil. So now you are paying the price of your iniquity and doing just penance for your countless sins. These reproaches, together with the hideous aspect of the vexatious companion demon who uttered them, not to mention the cleansing fire which abounds in purgatory, were a source of very grave suffering for the souls who were serving time there." The clearest thing that we can learn, that when you hear a voice like that, it's not you, it's not God, it's not your guardian angel, it's not the Blessed Mother, it is Satan. And you need to be aware of it, and you need to rebuke it and not give in to that guilt, that bringing up of sins and the past, that bringing up of failures. Be aware of this, that we must fight against these voices, because we will hear them here on earth. And now you can clearly identify and say, this voice is not God. This voice is not the Holy Spirit. Now, how would your guardian angel speak to you in purgatory? Let's listen. As mentioned earlier, the demon who was assigned to each soul in purgatory to remind it constantly of its sins and the ways in which it had offended its loving creator was situated at the left of each soul. Frances next went on to say that at the right side of each soul, there stood an angel, an entity of indescribable beauty and magnificence, and bathed in the splendid glow of ethereal refulgence. This angel was in fact the very same spiritual entity who had been appointed by God to serve as the guardian angel of the soul during its earthly life, and who now continued to protect and comfort it in purgatory. Frances observed that the angel would encourage the soul it accompanied by communicating to it all the prayers and alms which were offered for its sake by relatives, friends who were still alive. So a few things we need to kind of, with each little section, make some commentary. First of all, one of the ways that we can pray for the souls in purgatory is by asking their guardian angels to inspire us, to come to us. They are like a coach, like a spiritual guide for them, but also for you. You could go to them to ask protection for you, but most especially, help me to know how to pray for this particular person or these groups of people. Or you can give your prayers to your guardian angel. Give this to their guardian angel. Let them know that I'm praying for them. Encourage them. We can become like a team, helping this soul be purified more perfectly and more quickly. And there's always this benefit that we gain for ourselves, the intercessor of that soul in purgatory, but also their guardian angel. And this is something that you need to realize. You're gaining two for one, and this should motivate you to pray even more for them. This guardian angel who stood at the right of each soul would also respond to the vexatious demon who stood at the left. So when we're being attacked by Satan, our guardian angel can assist us. Ask them, tell them what's happening. Ask them to help you to respond. Listen to what he says. Whenever this demon would remind the soul of its sins and vices of which it had been guilty during its mortal life, the angel would respond by reminding the soul of the deeds of charity and piety which it had performed. It would also remind the soul of the good works it had intended to do, but never actually put into practice, and also of the times when it had sincerely and earnestly fought against some temptation, whether successfully or unsuccessfully. Do you hear the character, the personality, the way in which the angel speaks to you? This is how we should speak to others. This is how we should speak to ourselves. This is the voice of God, reminding ourselves of the good things that we've done to get ourselves encouragement, reminding ourselves and others of the things we've wanted to do. God even honors the things you wanted to do. That is amazing. It shows God's mercy and his humility. For God, the most just of all judges, considers not only actual words and actions, but even the unseen desires of the heart and the hidden intentions of the soul. This is why we should ask God to purify our hearts and desires, because even our desires and the intentions of our soul are valuable before God. Now, this doesn't mean that we should only stay in our intentions and desires and not do anything, but that both have value. So have lots of good desires, have lots of good intentions. God loves this. He cherishes this. Even these have some merit before the Lord. This merciful Lord never demands of us more than his grace gives us the strength to do, and never tests us with any temptation of trial, which is beyond our capacity to endure. We need to become more aware of the character of God, of our guardian angel, their tenderness, their tendency towards goodness, always seeing the good, even the good that we haven't done. This is what God is like. As our understanding of God becomes purified, we will hear his voice, which speaks to us at all times, either directly or through our guardian angel or through other people or through the Blessed Mother, through Jesus. God wants to reach us through so many avenues that we need to be aware of what it sounds like. What does his voice sound like? My friends, conquer in the spiritual life, because the devil wants to deceive you. He wants to make you think that his voice is God's, and it's not. God's voice is so astounding, so merciful, so compassionate, so kind, so tender. That's the voice of God. I will see you in the next one.